A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples left from there and began a journey through Galilee, but he did not wish anyone to know about it. He was teaching his disciples and telling them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him, and 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise." But they did not understand the saying, and they were afraid to question him. They came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, he began to ask them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they remained silent. For they had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. Then he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all, and the servant of all." Taking a child, he placed it in their midst, and putting his arms around it, he said to them, "Whoever receives one such child as this in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. They didn't understand what Jesus was saying about his coming suffering, and they were afraid to ask him what he meant. I wonder if they just didn't want to know what he meant. They could not bear to face squarely the fact that he might be taken from them, or that things wouldn't turn out the way they were counting on. Like all of us, they had their expectations, and Jesus dying was certainly not one of them. From their conversation about who is the greatest, we glean that these disciples were still on a trajectory of an earthly kingdom where Jesus would reign and they would have prestigious positions. There is such a thing as being willfully blind out of fear. Some things we don't want to hear, especially if it goes against what we have been expecting or how we have worked things out. Last week, one of my seminary students in a preaching proclaimed at the beginning of our class asked us if we truly hear the word proclaimed to us in the daily liturgy. Or, he asked, do we receive that word as the sacred person of Jesus walking with us? Do we allow ourselves to be stirred by the word? Does the word jar a response in us? Or does it simply pass through us, leaving behind a cold echo and maybe a faint memory before we go running off into the familiarity of our separate lives? Good questions. I fear that all too often we are like the disciples who walk daily with Jesus and still miss the depth of what he was saying. Perhaps this Lent, we can be more attentive to the daily readings, allowing the word to penetrate to the depths of our being, whether it's a frightful word or whether it's a joyful word, but to receive it, to allow it to soak in, so that we become more and more those who truly hear, remember that word in us, and then proclaim the word through our lives.